Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to talk about standards. There's been a fair amount of conversation, and I'm representing the IBTC, which I'll tell you a little bit more about. And one of the reasons that I'm here is to explore cross-mapping within the entertainment industry as well. So I'll talk about the IBTC and see what opportunities there are. I've been participating on the LMT group, and that was kind of the impetus for proposing this talk today. So, and I'll be very interested to hear from some of you if you have another opportunity for cross-mapping. So, yes, what another standard? Well, you've heard ad nauseum, and we've just heard more about more standards, that the nice thing about standards is that there are so many to choose from. And you go, yeah, okay. I think that sort of stopped being amusing maybe, I don't know, 10 years ago? A long time ago. So most of you have already chosen basically a metadata standard to use, and you're using that. And you think, okay, we're done. But are you? So who am I? I'm a member of the IBTC. I'm also a consultant. Is this, is there feedback to this? No? Is that better? Okay, thanks, because I can hear the feedback. It's distracting. So I'm a consultant. I work in the, content industry, I guess you would call it, and I more or less specialize on any kind of metadata, digital asset management systems, workflow. The goal is to make life easier so that some of the drudgery goes away, a computer does it, you teach the computer what to do, and then you go and do much more interesting things that are part of your daily happiness and work. So you can see my consulting focus, et cetera, and that's enough about me today. I guess the one thing in terms of standards is I was the founding member of a group called PRISM, Publishing Requirements for Industry Standard Metadata, for the magazine industry. And that gave me a really good idea of how hard it is for people to change their practices and adopt even a fairly simple standard. So we'll look at some more things today. So this is what I'm going to talk about. What is the IPTC? How many people in this room have ever heard of the IPTC before, the International Press and Telecommunications Association? I'll bet more of you actually have. How many of you use photo metadata ever? Really? Okay, nobody ever uses any images on the web? No photos? No pictures? They all have IPTC metadata in them. So that was the first metadata standard, and you probably use it without even knowing it all the time. So the IPTC is registered not-for-profit, and it is open membership, and I'll talk to you about that. Okay, so it started in 1965. The basics, this says that it was for file news faster. Basically, there were a bunch of reporters who were really discouraged that they had to learn all these different teletype systems, and the journals didn't get their news stories fast enough, so they decided to make a standard. I guess there were also satellites at that time that people wanted to use, and again, standards came into it. So what is the IPTC membership look like? They're pretty worldwide, not every country. There are fewer members in the Far East, but there are a lot of members, especially across Europe. You can recognize some of these names. These are voting members, mostly news organizations, as you can see. But some like the BBC, of course, are also big broadcasters. And there's a lot of synergy across that they are exploring. So that's really interesting. A ton of associate members. You know what you'll see here is a lot of associations are associate members. And then there's also an individual member category, which I'm in. And you don't have to actually be an individual consultant or anything to be an individual member. You can work for a big company and simply have an individual membership, excuse me, and attend meetings, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really a good thing. So what does the IBTC do? Well, I think it's sort of obvious that the important thing for a news organization that creates standards is to maintain those standards. So that's one of the main things that the IPTC has in its existence. Sorry. One of the important sets of standards, which I'm not going to go into today, but what might be relevant for you folks is SportsML. It's a huge taxonomy, many, many layers, which basically categorizes every sports event that's in the news that's broadcast by any TV station, by any news service, anywhere. So it's really, I think, an interesting thing to look at. How many people here are in sports broadcast of any kind? Do anything? Okay, not very many. That's one thing to look at. The thing that I'm going to talk about today is the Video Metadata Hub. But one of the other things that the IBTC does is software development. So the Extra project was really interesting because there just weren't enough catalogers to create metadata descriptions of every news item that came in. And so we developed a project to create rules for a classifier, for an automatic classifier, and then hired a small software company to create the software. And some of these other efforts are also underway. I don't know if you can read, it's probably too small, the description of the Extra project, but it's really quite interesting. Okay, so what else does the W3C do? So collaborate with other standards associations. So the W3C is one that is very important, obviously. And this project for rights is one that I actually participated in on myself. Last year, we came up with a declaration of how to specify rights transfer over the web. So the W3C basically only does things over the web. And this is a very important standard that you might have a chance to look at. The other, it's based on the open digital rights language, which is called ODRL, which was actually developed by a guy in Australia in the early 90s, but has been renovated and upgraded and is very cool for expressing almost every kind of rights that you might want to add to any kind of content. And again, what's the point? The point is that an automatic engine can read those rights, just as the previous speaker was describing. If you've got an engine that looks at the rights and can decide whether or not you can distribute a particular piece of content in a particular country, you know, between Saturday and Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the evening, you can do that quite easily. You don't need a human to be able to look at that, but you do need a human to specify what it needs to be. So that's an area that there's a lot of opportunity in to use and make better. The other thing that the IBTC does is help companies figure out how to use the standards. So that's another thing that's important. And what the IBTC is best known for, as I said, is photo metadata. So how many people have heard of IIM? Probably you don't even look at it. You've heard of XMP, I assume, Extensible Metadata Platform. As soon as you go or look at your computer, you'll see all these things, and you'll go, oh, yeah, of course, I see this all the time. So the other thing that the IBTC has done is gotten the camera makers to put the metadata into the camera. So if you think about it, what do you do when you get, if you're in the news business, you get a clip from a camera. Somebody has put metadata in when they took the clip and then probably erased it, or it went into another software system that erased it. And when it finally gets to the the news agency or to the TV broadcast station or wherever it is. It doesn't have any metadata. So the idea is to make some of these things automated and easier so that it takes the drudgery and you do the job that you're good at instead of putting in a bunch of values and spending all your time checking them. So, and the other thing the IPDC does is works with companies like Google to get them to stop stripping out rights metadata. You probably also didn't know that every photo that got distributed didn't have a copyright, didn't have the owner. A lot of money was lost by photo libraries not being able to maintain their rights. So now Google, after a meeting that I was actually at last year in, Berlin, they've agreed to not strip out that metadata. So it's a big deal if you're a photo library. So what kinds of things are we looking for from your group? Well, one of the areas that the IPDC does is has a huge set of news codes, and it pretty much categorizes all kinds of news, but one of the areas that it's lacking in is arts and entertainment, and so we'd love to have some input into and extending this, this set of metadata. This sort of gives you another picture of the news codes. Media topics, same thing. And we have great meetings, so if you're interested in being an individual member or maybe even getting invited to Portugal in April. So the Video Metadata Hub...
Sorry, Linda, we have to cut you off.
I can do this really fast.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to buzz through. Okay, you can read these. It's all of these different standards. It's about mapping across all these different standards, so you use the standard that you already use, and you can look at this standard and automatically map. This shows you some of the different standards that you can map to, and why it's necessary, because it's not that easy to do this if you're a video editor. Again, a picture of the spec showing you all the different areas, rights as well, and... this just shows you kind of how it works. You get a little movie, add metadata in all these different formats. It can do it automatically for you, or you can create it this way through the Semantic Hub. Cameras work together. Voila. And I'm done.
Okay. All right, Linda Berman, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, this presentation will be made available as well as the audio.